Now I want to read. I hope that there was some question as to whether that was poetry or prose, only because I think that imagination in language, as it gets more interesting, always tends to make that question come closer. I mean, if you're dealing with very formal poetry, imaginative force tends to force it out of the form so that you get further and further away from formality. And eventually somebody says, that sounds kind of like prose. And with prose, you know, if the density mounts to a certain point, they begin saying it's like poetry, whatever that means. And I think this happens all the time. I mean, I think that this is just a measure, an index of some kind of energy that's in the language. Having said that, I want to read a piece that I wrote as prose, and that whenever I was asked what made it different from poetry, I said I didn't know. I just knew that in translation it seemed very different. But this is called Make This Simple Test. And it's from a book of prose pieces called The Miner's Pale Children. Blindfold yourself with some suitable object. If time permits, remain still for a moment. You may feel one or more of your senses begin to swim back toward you in the darkness, singly and without their names. Meanwhile, have someone else arrange the products to be used in a row in front of you. It is preferable to have them in identical containers, though that is not necessary. Where possible, perform the test by having the other person feed you a portion, a spoonful, of each of the products in turn, without comment. Guess what each one is and have the other person write down what you say. Then remove the blindfold. While arranging the products, the other person should have detached part of the label or container from each and placed it in front of the product it belongs to, like a title. This bit of legend must not contain the product's trade name, nor its generic name, nor any suggestion of the product's taste or desirability or price. It should be limited to that part of the label or container which enumerates the actual components of the product in question. Thus, for instance, contains dextrinized flours, cocoa processed with alkali, non-fat dry milk solids, yeast nutrients, vegetable proteins, agar, hydrogenated vegetable oil, dried egg yolk, guar, sodium cyclamate, soy lecithin, imitation lemon oil, acetyl tartaric esters of mono and diglycerides as emulsifiers, polysorbate 60, 0.1% of sodium benzoate to retard spoilage. Or contains anhydrated potatoes, powdered whey, vegetable gum, emulsifier, glycerol monostearate, invert syrup, shortening with freshness preserver, lactose, sorbic acid to retard mold growth, caramel color, natural and artificial flavors, sodium acid pyrophosphate, sodium bisulfite. Or contains beef extract, wheat and soya derivatives, food starch modified, dry sweet whey, calcium carrageenan, vegetable oil, sodium phosphates to preserve freshness, BHA, BHT, propylene glycol, pectin, niacinamide, artificial flavor, U.S. certified color. There should be not less than 3 separate products. Taste again without the blindfold. Guess again and have the other person record the answers. Replace the blindfold. Have the other person change the order of the products and again feed you a spoonful of each. Guess again what you are eating or drinking in each case, if you can make the distinction. But this time, do not stop there. Guess why you are eating or drinking it. Guess what it may do for you. Guess what it was meant to do for you. By whom? When? Where? Why? Guess where in the course of evolution you took the first step toward it. Guess which of your organs recognize it. Guess whether it is welcome to their temples. Guess how it figures in their prayers. Guess how completely you become what you eat. Guess how soon. Guess at the taste of locusts and wild honey. Guess at the taste of water. Guess what the rivers see as they die. Guess why the babies are burning. Guess why there is silence in heaven. Guess why you were ever born.